it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to Thursday Show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we are. We all have our drinks of choice. A little coconut water. Amy's got her. It looks like avocado water. I don't know what that is.
It's matcha. It's a matcha latte, and matcha is a green tea. That's why it's green.
But what's the purpose?
It has caffeine.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I drink it over ice if I'm not having coffee.
Lunchbox, you?
Got my water right here.
All water. He knocks on it so you can trust him. Yeah, we trust you.
That same water bottle.
Eddie, are you a coffee guy?
Coffee black with a little dash of cinnamon.
Do you make it at home?
I do.
That's all of our drink, in case you're wondering. Michael in Tennessee. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Man, we're good. It's early, but we're good.
I just wanted to tell you, I listened to your show, have been for a while. I've been trying to call for the last probably a year and a half, 2 years, never could get through. But I love your show. I love everybody on there. And congratulations, Lunchbox, on your new baby.
There it is. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Michael, what's happening with your life, bud?
I'm just heading into work, and I listen to you guys every morning on my way in. It just helps, you know, brighten up my day and get me going. And
thanks, man.
I'm an engineer, so it can sometimes be stressful, but listening to you guys just makes it wonderful. I mean, I really appreciate you.
Well, thanks, dude. Thanks for hanging on hold for a second. I appreciate you. Have a good day. See you later. There he is, and I appreciate you.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
An intern for the Memphis Fire Department. Her name's Kaylee Mosley. Was driving home. She saw a crash. And so she gets out of the car. She just started training. She's 18 years old. She pulled another woman from the car. Saw a guy in the car. Gave them CPR. She had just gotten her CPR certification 4 days before. Her efforts ended up saving lives. She heads to college next month with hopes to become a pediatric nurse.
Wow.
Yeah, you just learn, and you see a crash. Even if you know for 20 years, and you see a crash. Like, there's some part of you that either has it under control or doesn't. I have some friends that did the escape game. I've never done the escape game, but what it is you go into a room and you figure out clues to get out. It's like breaking out of...
Yeah.
Anyone done this?
Yes, I've done it.
Okay.
It's a blast.
So you break out of things, right? Like a
jail? Yeah, you just try to find clues to help you get out of the room.
And so... My friend says, listen, you learn a lot about someone when you play the escape game. Because either they're cool, calm, collected, and they're figuring it out. They're like, okay, this goes here. Or they're like, you're so stupid! We're going to lose!
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, you learn how in a pressure situation that person's going to be. We're talking about just the escape game, and they're freaking out. Imagine real life.
Gosh, that's crazy.
So, yeah, she won the escape game.
I can see you starting to take all of us there to test out. Who you want with you at
when
the end of the world comes and you're picking your team, like Walking Dead or something?
My crew.
Your crew?
What are they called online? They call it a clan on Gamerland? Your clan, is that what it is? I'm sorry, I'm getting Fortnite.
Oh, you didn't start your clan?
Yeah, a clan just feels weird to say, though.
Yeah.
Ku Klux. It's got bad history.
Yeah, but I think that might be what they say, though, in gamer world, that you're a group of people.
Now that you're a gamer?
Well, I'm about to be, not yet, but I'm probably going to be soon. We're getting Fortnite. Put in my room. It's going to be awesome.
You're never going to leave your room.
He never leaves his room.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to be so disinterested, I'm going to go, what a dumb idea that was. Okay. One of the two. It's a clan? Mm-hmm. Just want to be careful with that one, but it is a clan.
So I think it's spelled with a C, though. I think you're good.
If anyone out there wants to be in the clan, Yeah, all right. Over to Ray Mundo with the news right now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a police officer was shot and killed in a shootout. The suspected shooter is in custody. The officer was a 17-year veteran on the force. In other news, a former Alaska Airlines pilot who admitted to being drunk while flying a plane with 80 people on it has been sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in jail. And finally, in weather news, dangerous flooding continues along the East Coast from the Carolinas all the way to New England. Some places have seen more than a foot of rain.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I put together a list of the five songs of the summer this summer. You want to hear them? Five,
yeah.
Four, three, two, one. Number five, Kenny Chesney, Get Along.
Get Along.
Five boat. That's my number five.
What? Because y'all do that now. When I hear the song, that's all I hear.
Of course.
Yeah,
he says other things like call your mom.
Five boat. Five boat. Five boat. Five boat. My friend. Five boat.
Get
along. There you go. Yeah, buy a boat, dude. Come on. You got enough money at this point. Number four, Jake Owen. Do you turn it up? My top five songs of the summer. Number four, Jake Owen. This song reminds me of the summer. Feels like a summer song, huh? Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back? To six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne. Way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Number three of my top five songs of summer. Turn it
up, down. Yes. Up, down,
yeah?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Down. We're just holding
it down here in BLC. Morgan Wallen, Up, Down. Around with a bar CD, free bird, 5 minutes deep, yeah, bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. Feels like when I'm out on the boat, and
yeah,
cranking up,
or when you're fishing, you see the bobber go up, down, up, down.
I ain't done either one of those, yeah, I'm on a boat.
I didn't have either of those images in my head.
Oh. At number two, coming home. Keith Urban, Coming Home, and my number one summer song. You want to guess the number one summer song? I mean, I'm gonna play it and go. Oh,
okay, I got it. Tequila. When I taste tequila.
Almost put Meant to Be in because this has been so big for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I picked a couple pop songs too. I picked Post Malone, Psycho. Right, pick on Psycho. Nana Tony Michael. Nana Tony Romo. Nana Tony Romo. Nana Tony Romo. Don't act like you're my friend when I'm rolling. Nana Tony Romo. You're stuck in the friend zone. And then Cardi B. I like it. I hear this in the pop.
It's totally my summer too. Just the boys like to listen to it.
Aren't those songs like all the summer songs to make you feel like that? Anyway, it's a little list to put together for you guys.
You and my kids, those are the jams.
Oh yeah.
Those are literally Alexa play.
Whoa, don't do that. People are gonna go
off. Sorry, people. Oh, but that's what they do. They yell all those songs you just named. That's
a jam. Summer playlist right there. The Bobby Bones Show. Yesterday, we were talking about TV shows that our significant other makes us watch. And by the way, us, I mean you guys, because I'm still flying solo
That's
here.
That's right.
So, a lot of people are still calling in about this. Vanessa in Virginia Beach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby, and happy birthday, Lunchbox.
Hey, one day late. There you go. Hey, what did I say? Belated?
Belated.
Belated birthday. There it is. Vanessa, go ahead.
Well, I'm actually the culprit. I forced my husband to watch Forensic Files only because the guy's voice makes me go to sleep.
I like that Forensic Files.
It's so
though.
Good.
I'll turn it on, and I won't watch it on purpose. But if it's on, I'll watch 7 episodes in a row. I'll dedicate my whole day. I'll stand up and dedicate this day to Forensic Files, and I'll lay back down.
I've never seen it. Do I need to check
it's like
out?
A crime so show. Yeah, it's like any of those documentaries on Netflix. Yeah. Oh,
but they're short, 30 minutes long, to the point.
They
good.
Solve it quick.
Yes.
Or they don't. Sometimes they don't solve it. But most of the time, they do. So, yeah. Appreciate that. Hey, Jessica in Texas, what's happening?
Hey.
You are on the air, my friend.
Oh. I make my boyfriend watch Gilmore Girls with me.
Oh. I could see someone getting into that didn't actually want to get into Gilmore Girls. Does he like it at all?
No, he hates it because not only do I watch it, but I'm 29 and my 14-year-old watches it too. So sometimes whenever I'm not home, she'll be watching the show too, and he has to watch episodes that he's already seen with me because she wants to watch it.
Well, I think I could get into Gilmore Girls. Raymundo, let's talk about you for a second. We didn't bring you up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You and your girl have been together for how long, you and Bae?
5 years.
What does she make you watch?
Oh, she loves the ID channel, and we've been watching.
The what channel?
It's Investigation Discovery.
Yes.
They have a whole channel?
Oh, it's so good.
And the title of the show is Wives with Knives.
I need to watch that.
It's all these women that go after their dudes, and I'm like, if I ever go missing, they're never going to find the body.
So it's like real life, Lifetime movie type stuff?
Yeah, it's real deal, like real women that kill their husbands. My wife watches those shows too. That's why I'm always scared to go to sleep.
That's like Snapped.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She watches those, and it's like, man, what are you thinking in that head?
Do you feel like that she takes tips? Where if she ever needs to use it, she has studied. Because sometimes these crime scene investigation shows, CSIs, people will commit crimes and use the things they learn from the CSI shows.
Yes.
Well, she would know how to hide a body because every episode, oh, if you do it in a wooded area, da da da, outside of town, there's a 1% chance that they're going to find it. And I'm like, oh, that's creepy. And we just keep watching it. Next episode, next thing that happens, the husband dies.
Have you seen any Lifetime original movies with her lately?
I have Sinister Minister.
Like a preacher?
Is that a church?
Yeah, it's about a pastor. You think he's talking about the good Lord. Ends up, he's killing people in the town. And nobody realizes it because he's the pastor. So inside of the church, he's preaching the gospel. Outside, killing people. And he's getting money for it. And he's tricking women into loving him.
What?
Will they ever find out? Hopefully before it's too late.
What was that called?
Sinister Minister.
Wow.
Boy, she's got you down, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
is right.
So much.
It is so much, you're right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Eric Church shared that he had a health scare last year. He had a blood clot in his chest due to a birth defect. He went into surgery immediately after, and the surgery saved his life. Marina Lambert and Little Big Town are selling lemonade on their joint bandwagon tour to benefit Blood Water, bringing clean water to Africa, as well as asking fans to bring dog toys, food, and supplies to help shelter animals in each town they visit. The top country album this week is Luke Combs' This One's For You.
I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying. Inside got my...
I'm Morgan number two, and that's The Skinny.
Over to Lunchbox with some positivity, which we do about this time every single morning. Here we go.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
5 years ago, when Stuart turned 95 years old, he said, man, if I live to 100, I'm going to go skydiving for the first time. So he turned 100, and he went and jumped out of a plane, and he said, look, if I go out, at least I'm going out with a bang.
Oof. 100? Yeah, I worry about things exploding inside of you, huh?
Yeah, like
your heart.
Blood pressure, oxygen, heart rate, all those things.
Good for him, though. He made it, right? He did live.
Yeah, he lived. He's good.
Yeah, he didn't live.
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's why you tell me something good.
There you go. Tell me something good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. Ahmad Craig was trying to run from police. He was driving a stolen BMW. They try to pull him over. He jumps out of the car and runs away. They don't catch him. Only problem is he ditched his fanny pack with his ID in it.
Oh. So wait, where was his fanny pack?
It was on his waist, and he had drugs in it, so he got nervous, throws it. They find the fanny pack with the drugs and the ID. They go to his house and arrest him.
Which is why you should always keep your driver's license and your crack in separate places.
Oh, not your fanny pack?
Yeah.
Where did you say? In your crack?
No. Your driver and your crack.
Oh, and your crack. It sounded like you said, which is why you should always keep your driver's license in your crack.
That's actually smart.
It's actually, yeah. And nothing else? That's how you're doing it. All right, thanks.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Get your Bobby balls on.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Our phone screener, Hillary, is in studio right now.
Our 25-year-old phone screener. She answers when you call the show. Hillary.
Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
You've been given a new title on the show as the show's worst driver. Which had
what happened?
Well, which had been in Amy's court for a long time.
Wow.
Apparently, Hillary almost ran over Mike D in the parking lot. So, who wants to give their account first?
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was leaving work, and in the parking garage, I saw Hillary backing up, and she was trying to avoid hitting a pole in there, not looking behind her on the other side, and she almost hit me.
Did you slap the car with your hand?
I just moved out of the way.
So, had you not jumped, she wouldn't have seen you?
She wouldn't have seen me.
You also hit the wall at work, Hillary, with your car.
I did.
Are you a bad driver?
Not really. I think it's just the parking garage.
It's a tricky garage.
Does that thing move around or what?
It is tight.
Is that like an obstacle course?
Yeah, it's tight. But in my defense, Mike was wearing all black with his hoodie
stop
on.
It. It was daytime,
and I didn't
wasn't
see
it?
Him.
It was daytime. You could see me.
There was sunshine.
I didn't see him. I'm sorry.
Hillary drove into a wall in our parking garage. And then I guess I had to pay for it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Now that I think back, man, what a good guy I am. I forgot about that. I
was solid like, guy.
How did I get paid for? And then you almost hit Mike yesterday.
Yeah.
So until someone else claims that you are now deemed the worst driver on the show.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Amy, you have lost your title. How do you feel?
That's fine by me.
You need to step up your game, Amy.
No, I'm good.
You need to go hit something and stand still today.
That's mostly what I hit. Things that aren't moving.
Yeah.
And I'm only going 5 miles or less. So there's typically never damage.
Amy got a little irritated at Morgan number two a couple days ago.
Uh-oh.
Well, because...
What? I did?
Yeah. Because Morgan number two writes on the internet, hey, Amy number two got out of a ticket because she said her husband was deployed.
And yeah.
And Amy goes... She's a little passive-aggressive about it, so she says something to me while Morgan number two's in earshot.
Yeah, listening to the whole thing.
She's like, hey, Bobby, did you see what Morgan number two wrote? That's not really what happened. And I was like,
That's not exactly how it went down, but okay.
Kind of, right?
I mean, you said, Morgan number two, this is Amy's way of saying take it down. And I really was like, well, maybe it should be taken down, because then I started to get more responses. But no, it's because people were like, oh, that's really low. That's really low. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It does read on Twitter like I got pulled over and to the officer I said, oh, my husband's in the military, he serves our country, like, can I get out of this ticket? Mm-hmm. But really, I was a hot mess. I was already emotional. I didn't want to get the ticket. The ticket getting pulled over did make me cry, and then we started talking and I was like, my husband's in Afghanistan and my life is
all. But you can't fit all that in a tweet.
Yeah, you gotta get
140 characters. Right. So Morgan 2 is like, Amy gets out of ticket by saying husband's serving.
Yeah. Which I guess is a condensed way of saying it, but it definitely made me look like an awful person. Mm.
So Amy's going, can you, I wish you'd take that down, kind of. And I was like, Morgan number two, take it down. Amy's like, well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I did do that. Yeah. And then I guess I don't know. Did you take it down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
Of course
thanks.
She did.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A quarter of people say they've skipped work to do this. That you're never going to get it. A quarter of people say they have actually skipped their job. They have skipped work. They called the boss and said, okay, come in. Or they just didn't show up because of this. All right? We will go to Lunchbox, see if we can spoil it. Lunchbox, never going
to
get it.
Oh, go to the movies.
Wow, go to the movies.
Yeah, ding! I didn't mean to ruin it.
One in four people have gone to the movies.
Yep. Matinee in the midday.
Matinee in the midday. Huh. Show me go to the movies. No.
Ooh.
We'll take 3 minutes. We'll come back. A quarter of people have skipped work for this, all right?
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All right, a quarter of people say they have skipped work to do this. Lunchbox thought it'd be go to the movies. Sorry. Okay, let's go over to Amy. A quarter of people have skipped work to do this. Never going to get it.
Binge Netflix.
Binge a television show. Show me that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's really it?
Yeah, that's it. Binge a TV show. Wow.
That's crazy. People.
I haven't gotten it right in a long time.
I had all these callers on the phone, too, wanted to guess.
Oh, man, sorry.
Oh, you're welcome.
Look at this. Amy, yeah, Amy with the big win.
You're welcome.
Nice work.
For what?
What?
Well, because she piggybacked off my answer of going to the movies.
No.
Pretty much same thing.
I wrote it down.
It's not.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
Even a day later, we're still talking about that lottery ticket that won $500 million. And every time I mention it, Lunchbox goes, bleh. Not even on a microphone. It just makes him sick.
He hates it.
It just makes me so jealous.
You've been playing the lottery for how many years?
19 years. Maybe a little bit before that. My dad would buy me scratch-offs when I was 13 or 14.
Hey, Caroline in Virginia Beach.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're talking about the lottery. You went and bought a how much scratch-off?
A $5 scratch-off ticket.
And so you scratch for $5, and then what do you end up seeing and winning?
I won $150,000. I took home $102,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, we had callers on yesterday.
Oh.
We're talking about the lottery. People just crawl out. I can't believe how many of our listeners have won money playing the lottery.
Doesn't that give you hope?
No, not for me.
Yes, listen, it's only a $5 investment. She made what? I don't even know how much. Do the math.
She won $150,000. Hey, talk to us about, so you scratch it. What kind of card was it?
It was called Casino Royale. It was a Christmas ticket. I'm a hospice nurse, and I'd had a trying hospice day, and I went into the grocery store, bought some salad, and just put the $5 in the machine and pushed a button.
Wow.
And that's how easy it was, but it's the only time I've ever won that much money.
Don't you ever wonder the people that actually make the tickets? Like, they probably know where those are going.
Oh, wow.
Like, into the roll. They're going, nope, that's the roll.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do they?
They have to.
I don't know they know what stores they get shipped to.
Right.
There's got to be some sort of break in the communication.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to know when it's being made, and they have to see it.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
That's
there
so
it is.
Cool.
There it is. Hey, what did you do with your life, Caroline, after you won?
Nothing different. Except that trip to Disney in February for my grandkids and my children. And then the rest is going into college funds for the three boys that I have that are going to go to school in about 10 years.
No. Like, you took them to Disney. That's good enough. Now you need to spoil yourself. They can worry about college later. You're not going to be around forever. You got to spend that money now.
Oh, she's not going to be around forever.
No.
What would you advise her to buy?
I mean, buy a car. Go trip around the world. Do something for yourself. Disney for the kids. You already did that. You don't have to give all the money to the kids. What's the point of playing the lottery if you're going to give it all away?
Why are you singing at her?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm so excited she won $150,000. Then she just doesn't do anything for herself.
Caroline, thank you for the call. We appreciate your story.
I'm a hospice nurse, so I do something every day for myself.
She's a giver in her heart all the time.
Man, exactly. She already is selfless,
okay,
so you need to...
Yeah. You don't just change. All right.
I mean...
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Definitely.
Look at that right there. That's a good one. How about that? Bobby Bones. I think this is one of the most Bobby stories ever, because it kind of defines how I live my life and what happens to me at this point. So I'm single.
Yes.
I'm very single.
Very.
And you would think it would be cool to be single.
Well, yeah, is it not?
No, it's actually terrible. Huh. I mean, I'm good-looking enough, have a good job. This is not good. So I have a hard time even meeting people. So I'm going to tell you what happens. You know that work meeting that I was going to?
Yes.
So I'm out, and we go to this coffee shop, and I say, hey, just meet me here. And I'm sitting there, and I'm early, as
obviously.
Always. And it's a two, and the place is just bumping, too. It's 10:45, so coffee's at its height.
Okay.
There's almost nowhere to park. There are no free tables. And I'm sitting there, and it's a two-top, and the other seat's empty. I'm waiting for the person to get there. And this really attractive woman comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 29, 30.
Perfect.
And she goes, hey, excuse me. And I was like, what's up? And she goes, would you mind if I shared this table with you?
What?
Absolutely not.
What?
It's never happened in my life.
That's never happened
it's
to anyone.
It's never happened in my life. This is a movie.
Wow.
This is a movie. I'm like, what?
It's like serendipitous.
Yes. I'm like, what? You want to share my table and then get married and then have babies?
Yeah.
Like, all these things are running through my head because it's never happened to me. There were no other tables. My type, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
I'm sure she was funny. I'm sure she, you know, had all the characteristics. In my head.
Wait, you're saying you're
perfect.
You're saying you're sure she
was.
Yeah,
because guys, hello, he was waiting to meet somebody else.
So I, you know what? She goes, can I share the table? I said, no.
What?
I'm waiting on a client.
You're an idiot.
I had to.
What is wrong with you?
Well, guys, what would he do when the client got there?
The client would be like, yeah,
respect,
okay,
respect.
Mad props, daps.
That's not, how, no, they wouldn't. This is why you guys don't go on client meetings. Because,
Bones,
no,
is,
we had for like 3 weeks, we had set to have a business meeting. And I know, the one time I had to say no.
But there wasn't an opportunity for you to maybe be like, hey, but maybe we could share a table another time.
Maybe there was, but I definitely didn't do that because I'm not cool. I was
oh my goodness.
What'd you say? You said, can't right now,
yeah.
I gotta work.
I was like, oh.
And then she said.
I said, oh, someone's about to sit there. And she said, oh, okay, thank you. And she walked off.
And that's like the client shows up and sees this hottie sitting with you, and the client thinks
the client was a female.
Oh. Listen,
lunchbox. Wherever you're going with it, the client would not be thinking that.
No.
She's gonna be
back
like, "Oh, this guy's got game. I'm gonna do business with him."
No, you don't even let me finish my statement. He's gonna be like, "That's the clientele we're trying to bring in." I actually pulls that kind of demo. Bring him on.
pulls that kind of demo.
We don't even know what kind of meeting he was.
A business
having.
Meeting.
Okay. Okay.
But that's the one time that's ever happened in my life.
Yeah, where someone wants to share a table with you. Well, might need to share a table with you.
And I don't, listen, here's what I don't know. I don't know if she really just was begging for a seat.
Oh, you said there was no seats.
There were other seats you could have shared.
Sure, like she could stand up.
But I could see how you have that quandary in your head of like, did she really need a table, or did she want to get to know me?
I know.
No, because she wanted to get to know Bobby. This was once in a lifetime situation.
I know, and I blew it, huh?
And snap back to reality.
I blew it.
Gravity.
Or you didn't blow it.
Shot.
Is that the most Bobby story ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
It finally happens, and then I'm like, I can't get work. Sorry, guys.
Unbelievable.
Morgan, number two, what's your take on this as a 24-year-old?
I think you should have, like, still gotten her number or something before turning her away.
But I don't know that she even wanted.
She just needed a seat, guys.
Will you trust me? Oh. She wanted everything about you. She wanted to get to know you, marry you, have your children.
What were you wearing?
White sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, Amy's seeing if I was cute now. She's like, let me judge in my mind if I think
I'm trying to picture. I need the full scene. Mm-hmm. She probably was attractive. I mean, she said she was.
Oh, you think I was hot?
Are you guessing she was 29?
Yeah, I just my
obviously.
Mind.
Obviously.
Bones. If Lunchbox was sitting at the table, do you think this girl would ask Lunchbox, can I share this table with you?
I don't know.
Be honest.
No.
No. 100%,
whoa.
No way.
Whoa!
Dude.
Okay, well, anyway, that's the story.
Ugh, I hate it.
I know.
Why did you even bring that up? Why ripped on in that segment?
Eddie,
I just wanted to paint the picture.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this blind man, Gene, he's been taking the same bus route for 20 years. When he gets off the bus, he knows exactly where to walk, where to go, what to do. Well, some construction had changed things up a little bit for him, and there were some barrels in the way. And the bus driver knew that Gene probably was going to have some issues with this. So the young bus driver pulled over the bus, and other passengers were cool with it. He got out and escorted Gene around the construction barrels so that he made sure to make it to his destination safely. Because after 20 years of doing the same thing, some construction can throw you off.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. They got it on video.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're about 15 minutes away from Lunchbox revealing the name of his baby.
Woo!
And there's no joke.
No joke.
Yesterday, you led us to it, then you said, I can't say yet because we haven't let the in-laws know.
Correct.
I def felt led on.
No joke.
So today's for reals?
For real.
We've all come in with things. I went with Jackson.
Jackson.
Three Jacksons, Amy and Mike D. Eddie went with?
Malcolm.
Raymond, what do you think it is?
I like Malcolm as well because he loved that TV show.
Malcolm in the Middle.
All right. Morgan number 2.
Mine was Miles Jackson.
Miles. Okay. So, we'll find out which name Lunchbox picked. Nobody picked Taylor.
No.
He left that one out of the choices yesterday. So, I'm just putting that out there. Someone could take it, be the only one to be the hero.
Now, you think he could be messing with us, though, right?
I don't know. I think it's Jackson.
Okay.
Okay. So, we'll find out coming up in a bit. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What musical instrument is found in the bathroom?
What musical instrument is found in the bathroom?
A tuba toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
That was the Morning Corny.
I have a story for you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Mattress Firm is looking for a snooze turn. It's an intern who takes naps.
Stop.
On their bed.
Stop.
Yeah, if you love naps, Mattress Firm has the perfect job for you. The company's hiring an intern. It's a snooze turn to test mattresses at their bed quarters. It's a paid internship, and you don't have to be a college student to get it. It's a 20-hour-a-week job, open to anyone 18 and older, and they will pay the right person to take a nap.
You get to nap for 20 hours?
Give me the application.
Well, here's what they say. See if you meet these requirements.
Okay.
They must be proficient in napping, regardless of time of day.
Okay, can sleep anytime, any place.
If you get hired, you'll be an in-house bed tester. You'll need to be located near the Houston area to do this job.
I can do it.
He can do that.
My in-laws live in Houston.
Isn't that funny, though? And then you have to host Facebook Live events for the company, talking about the bed.
How cool is it? How much does that get paid?
I don't know. I'm sure not a lot, because a lot of people would do it. That's why jobs pay a lot. Jobs that pay a lot are jobs that not a lot of people can do.
Yeah,
because some of the hardest jobs don't pay that much because a lot of people do them.
But you do get paid, and you're getting paid to nap.
Yeah, I think I would just get tired of napping, though. Like, everything, regardless of what it is, even if it's eating ice cream, it all becomes a job all the time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter how awesome it is. If your job was just getting massages for 8 hours a day, getting massages, eventually about a week into it, you go like,
stop it. You are underestimating how hard this job is.
It's $200 a week, I've been told.
You can nap on... like, on call, you get to be able to nap
on demand.
On demand. And I can, and not a lot of people can because their brains work too much.
Oh, is that it?
Dude, yeah. Lunchbox was born to do this job.
Well, they're paying $200 a week. And this is not a commercial, by the way. In any way. So.
I'll give them a call.
Lunchbox's baby name coming up in a few minutes, at about 20 after. Over to Morgan number two. What do 24-year-olds
care about? So Serena Williams' husband apparently flew her to Italy just because she wanted Italian food.
A couple things here. That
First thing,
Serena Williams, the tennis player.
Yes.
She has a husband who runs Reddit, owns Reddit.
Founder.
They're super rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She craves some food, and he says, let's go to Italy to get some of that food. Okay, mm-hmm. That to me, how rich is that? Oh, my goodness.
So rich.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Like, you can just get a plane, a flag. Oh, that's crazy.
But disgusting.
Secondly, what kind of food was it again?
Just like Italian food. They were just so I get it.
She sounds like my grandma. Italian.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got that Kansas roots coming out.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you call it Italian?
Yeah, and I get made fun of all the time for it.
Everybody's eyes went when you said that, but I had to hold them off a bit because I wanted to talk about how rich. That's a rich person. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that.
No, that's pretty cool. That's
and then to go to Italy?
Oh, God,
for Italian
great country.
Food.
Yeah, I always want to go to Italy. Look at you. Look at you, Morgan number two. You're Italian. All right, thank you, Morgan number two.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to say about that?
No, I think that's awesome. And man, if that's what you find, you got to keep her. That's a pretty good life. That's all I got to say.
If you find money, you got to keep. That's what I hear. If you find someone that can spend money on you, you got
to
keep.
No, if he chooses to spend his money on a probably private plane to take you to Italy because you want Italian food.
I don't think they were going American.
Yeah. Morgan number two, what are you talking
about?
Hey,
Delta.
What?
No, I don't think that's what she means.
Is your boyfriend rich?
No, I mean,
does his family come from money?
Not really, no.
Whose family has more money, yours or his?
They're both middle class.
Okay. Yeah. But really, if you had to rate them.
No, like really, like very similar.
One of them has more money. So, like, really,
go
find
out. You're
going to ask both of our parents because I have no idea.
All right. Have you ever been to get some Italian food over in Italy?
I wish, though.
Yeah.
One day.
You'll find a rich guy.
If she finds one, you got to hold on to
it. Right. If you have a guy that has money,
he's a keeper.
Hold on to him.
If he meets somebody that co-founded Reddit, he's a keeper.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Morgan number two.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. The most dramatic baby box update since last week. Yeah.
Baby box update.
Since the day the baby was born, this is the most dramatic announcement in baby box update history. What happened was, one morning, Lunchbox says, she ain't going into labor early. And she goes into labor early. Oh, my goodness. 6 weeks early.
So crazy.
So we're following on Twitter. We don't even know what's happening in the hospital. We're all texting each other. Has he had the baby? Has he had the baby? He announces it on Twitter. We had the baby.
Yeah.
We talked to him the next day. He said, Mom is healthy. The baby's early, but the baby's going to be fine. Thank you for all the thoughts. We're like, oh my goodness. The next day comes on and goes, it's a boy. And then Eddie teases him. Just for crying. Eddie teases you too much. I thought too much.
Oh, yeah. You cry like a baby. No pun intended.
I thought it was too much. I enjoyed it.
Man, it happens. Like, I tell myself I'm not going to cry, and then it just happens. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
And so then you come to tell us the name of the baby yesterday. And he says to us all, we haven't told the in-laws yet. So he holds off till today. Now, no more jokes today.
No more jokes.
No more jokes today.
Is he going to cry?
I don't think so.
You don't think he'll cry?
I don't know. I'm looking at him now.
He's getting
a little teary-eyed. Look at him. Look at him. Okay.
If you feel like crying.
Oh my goodness, he's going to cry.
And here's the thing, Lunchbox, if you feel like crying, crying. Really.
I understand.
I'm not judging you at all. I wish
I
could cry.
No, I don't
look at Eddie.
No,
I'm staring at the lights.
I cry all the time.
Because hopefully I won't cry if I stare at the lights.
I just never in all these years seen Lunchbox cry so much.
I saw him cry at his wedding.
And he still, but he tries to deny that.
I didn't cry at my wedding.
Yes, you did.
I admit when I cry, and I did not cry at my wedding.
Lunchbox, tell us what's up as of today.
Okay. So we've been going back and forth. My wife wanted Jackson.
Okay.
Then we started talking about Malcolm, Miles, Taylor.
Oh, Fournette. Can you eliminate the names for us? Can you eliminate one like Survivor style?
Cool. Oh yeah. We'll eliminate one.
Is it one of those four names though?
Jackson is out.
Oh, that's so what we
because. Like I said, I negotiated. It could be a middle name, but not a first name. So Jackson is gone.
Will it be the middle name?
No.
Wow.
What a twist.
Because she wants to save it and maybe use it as a first name if we have a second child.
So maybe she's naming the second baby. The kid's name's Axel Ace. It is.
Axel Ace. Yeah. Tell us.
Axel Ace?
No, that's the names that he was dreaming of, remember?
I love the name Axel.
Okay.
Tell us, Lunchbox.
All right,
love
so the name you're Axel. Eliminating Jackson.
Yes. Okay. Next up on the chopping block, Miles. See you later.
I'm still in.
Hit the road, Miles.
So the only names left are Taylor and Malcolm.
And Malcolm.
So it's either Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's Baby Box's name going to be? Is it Taylor or Malcolm? Let's see. Amy?
I'm going Taylor just because he didn't mention it.
Yeah. If I'm leaning now, I go to Taylor because he didn't mention it and I did go red flag.
Good observation by you.
Guys, it's going to be Malcolm. I said it from the beginning. Come on.
Is it Taylor or Malcolm? Is it one of the two?
No!
Oh! Yeah. Oh my gosh, is it
crazy
Ace?
Crazy twist. I'm going to play this song.
It's Ace.
We're going to play this song.
Ace in the hole.
We're going to come back.
Bobby Bone, come on.
It's none of the names he was teasing us with. Lunch is having a name party here this morning. Get the drum roll going. It's not Malcolm. It's not Miles. It's not Jackson. It's not Taylor. Those are the four names we were told it could be. Why not those names, though? Because
it was a curveball at the end. My wife came around to a name, and she brought it back up, and I was so pumped that she came back around to this name that I was like, yeah, that is it. That is the name.
What has he ever said that maybe we're forgetting? Have you shared it with us at all? Ever?
Have I ever shared it with you guys? I don't think I've ever shared it because the first time I said it, she just right away.
Hammer.
Wow, so this was one of your ideas.
Nail.
This was my name. I suggested this name and she was totally against it. And then I guess at the last minute, she said she'd been marinating on it. And the more she thought about it.
Steak.
Marinating on it.
She
weird.
Loved marinating the name.
It? Interesting.
Okay.
Vegas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Because Lunchbox went on like a two-day bender right as the baby is being born.
Or blackjack.
Say hello to baby roulette.
Russian.
No, not Russian. No.
I thought it was Russian roulette.
No.
It's a different game. That's
not in Vegas. We don't play that in Vegas.
Never mind.
That's a hardcore
game.
Casino. Okay. All right.
I'm so dumb. Okay. Yeah.
Lunchbox. Please reveal.
Yep.
Your son's name.
My son's name is River.
I love River.
Wow.
That is his name.
Out of nowhere.
Middle name?
You've said that to us, I think. You've mentioned that, haven't
Maybe
you?
Maybe I have. I don't know. But she shot it down in the beginning, but she came back around, and his name is River.
Wow, look at that.
River Phoenix.
Rivers Cuomo.
He's with an S, though, so it's River.
River.
Wow.
Just no S on the end.
What
just
river specifically? The mighty Mississippi?
Ooh, Frio.
Ooh, Amazon.
The Guadalupe.
Amazon.
The Nile.
Oh, gosh.
when you look at him, does he look like a river?
No.
Cry me a river.
You named it for our segment, Cry Me a River.
Oh.
No, I didn't name him after the segment.
What's your favorite river, though, really?
Oh, if I had to say a favorite river, probably the Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
That's a good river.
That's a good river.
Little Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen.
But that's his name is River, and so that's it. That's his name, and that will be his name forever. And we sent the birth certificate in, and hopefully in 15 years he likes the name River because that's what he is.
quite the free spirit Mediterranean hippie type.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's named River? Why'd you think of that?
I like the name River since I was about 13 years old when my friend's mom got pregnant with her third kid. It was his little brother, and she was asking for names, and for some reason I said River. I suggested River Rock. She didn't take it, and when we were talking about names, that name popped in my head, and I was like, man, that's a great name. And it's free, and it's just...
It's free. Like, they didn't charge you to use it.
No. Oh. Not like free, but it's just like, it's just a relaxing name, and I think it's just kind of cool and chill, and it's not a name you hear every day.
That is true. Well, congratulations, buddy. There he is, little baby box. Finally
River.
Got it.
That's
finally
awesome,
got it.
Dude.
River box.
Yeah, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
How do you feel about police posing as panhandlers, and they're catching drivers not wearing their seatbelts?
Such a sting operation.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like
no.
that?
No.
I mean, what's the difference in them doing that and then also going undercover to catch a drug dealer? Breaking the law is breaking the law.
I mean, there's a little bit more.
That's not true because there are different levels.
Yeah, there's different
of law.
Levels. A seatbelt, come on. Are we really wasting our police force to spend hours out on the street corner for a seatbelt? Get out of here.
Cops there, though, just playing devil's advocate here. Aren't they there to enforce the laws that have been assigned to us because they help us? You get a ticket once for not wearing your seatbelt, you're wearing that seatbelt forever because you go, what a dumb ticket that was.
It's just a money grab. It's a money grab.
Oh, meeting that quota?
Yeah, meeting the quota of getting some tickets.
It's a way for them to be on the side of the road really close to see exactly at the red light who's buckled up and who's not. Because if you see a police officer, you're going to buckle up real quick. If you see a panhandler, you might be like,
I'm going to unbuckle and be like, what up, suckers?
Look at me. Yeah. That's sneaky.
Yeah.
Who likes it? Say I. I'm into it. Because if they get a real call, they're going to go get it. It's not like they're going to be held.
Yeah.
Just can't come to the robbery, guys. I'm too busy seatbelting people.
Guys, I got a lot of people without seatbelts
here. Yeah, I got 9 people held over. I cannot come to that assault. Yeah, that's not a thing. So
yeah.
I'm okay with it. And also, this story coming out is people going, oh, we should put our seatbelts on. Like, it's a thing because it's a story, too.
Now I'm
going
to be questioning if I give something to the... What do they do with donations? If people give them money or food?
See, that's the thing.
Do they donate
it? I've already got my defense in court. I would challenge the ticket and say, I took my seatbelt off because I was reaching to get my wallet so I could give the homeless man some money. Prove I wasn't.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
Your Honor.
Speaking of criminals, a man shares the same name with a criminal, and he keeps getting arrested. And then he goes, hey, that's not me. And they say, okay, well, let's see your birthday. His birthday matches, too.
Oh, no.
That's just so unfortunate.
A guy in California keeps getting arrested for stuff he didn't do because he has the same name and birthday as a wanted criminal. Last Friday, he got sick and didn't want to be arrested anymore. And so he resisted arrest. Now he's got a charge against him.
Oh, no.
Well, but that'll get dropped, right?
Maybe.
I mean, how much did he resist? Did he punch the cop or?
A 34-year-old father of two named Jimmy Williams.
Man.
Happens to share the same name as another Jimmy Williams who won't stop breaking the law.
That's a bummer.
J-I-M-M-I-E, same birthday. Cop showed up his door. He's like, that's not me. Cop handcuffed him. He resisted. Then they tried to cuff him. So he pushed the cop. And now he had to post $2,500 bail just to get out of jail.
That's terrible.
I changed my name.
He's going to get paid back, right?
Well, this happens to Mike D, where people, everywhere we go, anywhere where they check in, like TV shows, or they think he's that criminal.
Yeah, because they have the exact same name.
Same name.
Same age?
I don't know about A. I think he's
not
older,
the birthday,
huh?
Yeah, I think they're older.
But they're both Hispanic males with the same name. And so...
Always got to get cleared.
Always. And we have to sit forever. We went to Fox News and did a thing.
Yeah.
They held him.
That's crazy.
We went... I was doing American Idol. Yeah. They held him at the gate. The
airport, trying to get back
Canadian
to the
jail.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a bad dude to be on all those lists.
He's on every list. All country lists. That's crazy. I wonder who that guy is.
Wow. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Students and staff at St. Mary's Academy in Colorado are celebrating after an entire class earned a perfect score on an AP calculus exam. The whole class. And if that's not impressive enough, the teacher has done this 4 years in a row.
Wow.
Where he has trained, taught, instructed this class to know calculus, AP calculus, to the level where all the class got perfect scores. So shout out to this teacher for preparing them well. Shout out to these students for letting that teacher establish a relationship with them, to trust them.
Yep.
And they did it.
Isn't that awesome?
It's pretty. Yeah. Wow. That's
maybe
really
I'm
cool.
nerdy, but I'm loving that.
No, that's
story.
Cool. That's cool.
You don't like that, Ledge?
I mean, it has to be a take-home test, right?
No.
No.
There's no
a take-home AP calculus test.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know.
I'd be the one to screw up that test.
You'd be the one.
Oh yeah, I'd be the one.
I don't know that you'd get into AP calculus though. Mm-mm. Just being
all you gotta do is sign up.
No, you have to.
You never got into AP classes.
No, I had AP World History. I just signed up for it.
Okay, but not AP calculus. I was in like intermediate math, trust me.
I was in pre-calculus. I failed that. Well, failed geometry too.
And all morning, yesterday and even today, people are calling talking about their lottery wins. I think this is a cool thing too. Tell me something good. Cheryl in DC. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So your mom won the lottery, huh?
Yeah, she played the bonus match 5 in Maryland, and she picked her own numbers, and she played 2 tickets and won $50,000 on each.
Wait, so she won $100,000?
Yes.
Wow.
On 2 different tickets.
That is so unreal. Numbers.
That's a tell me something good. Don't get angry. This is a tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Hey, thank you for sharing your story. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
So, there's a whole story about American accents and what accents are the sexiest. And they say the number one sexiest American accent is the Southern accent.
Yeah.
What's
what
the deal?
Up, ladies?
Yeah.
Is your Southern?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Southern accent.
Yes.
But it's different than his.
So different. You just say words weird.
Mine is a little twangier and slower. His is, maybe you have a tech, I don't know. Here are the 5 sexiest. Southern is 1. 2. No one ever comes to me and goes, I love the way you talk.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
Not really.
Really?
Mm-mm. Texas accent. Which, what's a Texas accent?
Howdy, y'all. Howdy,
yeah.
y'all.
Those are just words, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you talk like you're from Texas. And everything's big here.
It depends on which parts of Texas, too. I mean,
New York is 3. Boston is 4. And the West Coast is 5.
What's the West? Oh, West Coast Valley Girl?
It has to be like the
Yeah.
But yeah, Southern is apparently. I feel like people think I'm dumb just because I speak with a Southern accent.
What?
Yeah, like people in New York and LA, I go and they're like, oh, bless your heart.
But you don't tell them that you won like a bunch of, what do you call it, geography beats
Quiz
and
Bowl
stuff?
Champion.
It never comes up.
Never?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't ever come up. Yeah, there's that. You know what I'm doing? So I bring that up because I'm in Philadelphia. And
no, what do you call it now?
Oh, I'm in Philly, sorry.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm speaking at a podcast convention today. And so everyone's accent's really thick up here. All of our accents are thick. Everybody's accent's thick. And so I'm doing this. And then tomorrow, I guess we're in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're playing the Raging Idiots, our band.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I know. We're playing Cheyenne Frontier Days.
It's awesome.
And then I fly back, and I'm going to Weezer on Saturday in Nashville. Did you know they were playing
cool.
Nashville?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. So I've been studying set lists.
Why do you study the set list? Why not just go and enjoy what song comes next? Why do you want to go into a concert knowing what's coming?
Because I want to make sure I know all the songs. And if there are a couple I don't, I want to know. I like to go to shows and sing along. I don't like to hear music, just hear music.
Wait, you find out the songs that you don't know beforehand and then you learn them?
Yeah.
What a loser!
Is that nerdy?
Do they post their set list like you know?
Well, they don't, but you can
fans
go to like setlist.fm.
And so this dork does research. So, are you going to come in with a set list written down on a piece of paper? And are you going to, please, just do not do this. Don't come in with a set list written down and do not have a Weezer shirt on.
Okay, first of all, I will screenshot the set list on my phone.
Which is fine.
Gosh.
And then I will absolutely, I have like 4 Weezer shirts.
Hey, who's going to be the biggest tool at the concert? You're looking at him.
Wait, why are you being so such a hater?
Yeah, I know.
Because
like, you waited in line for hours to meet a Teen Mom.
Yes, but I didn't have a Teen Mom shirt on.
Because they don't make them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to Weezer Saturday.
Oh, my
goodness.
You taking a girl?
Not a girlfriend.
Just
but a girl?
Yeah. She's with a boyfriend. It's Nikita.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count.
It's just our friend.
Yeah.
Because she's the only one that will go to shows with me. So.
If you want to destroy my sweater, hold this thread as I walk away,
I'm going to be singing my brains out, man.
Yeah, because you're going to know the set list.
I am.
How lame.
Take
love, take
me away.
Are you going to be the guy, like, someone's like, next to you, man, I hope they play this song. You're like, actually, it's coming up in three songs.
Don't, Bones, like, don't do that.
What?
Well, you'll be able to, like, know when to use the restroom, when to not. Hey, guys, now's not a good time to go anywhere.
Why is everybody hating on me all the time?
Because no, you're right, Lunchbox. There are those people.
Positive. Like, hey, man, I can't believe they didn't play the sweater song. No, I don't know why. Actually, that's the encore song, man. They're going to come back out.
I have never encountered anybody like that at a concert.
I have, for sure. Yes. A Pearl Jam concert, the big fans, they'll be like, oh, yeah, they always close with Bob O'Reilly.
There we go.
And they all sound like that?
Yes. Why does this turn into a Bobby Hate Fest? I'm just sharing that I'm going to Weezer.
I think it's cool if you wear your shirt, though.
No!
Support your band,
Stop!
Dude.
I wear my glasses because of...
I forgot about the glasses. Oh, man, this could be too much.
What? Like, I'm such a Weezer... Listen, I am a huge nerd. I've always been a nerd. I've never fit in. My whole life, I never fit in. And I just embraced my nerdiness. So I found nerds that I enjoyed. And that would be Rivers Cuomo and Buddy Holly, right? And they both have these dark rim glasses. So I said, I can't see. And I enjoy them.
Those are rock stars. They aren't nerds.
Like, they're nerds.
Buddy Holly.
Rivers Cuomo quit music to go back to Harvard.
Yes, but he's a rock star now.
Yeah, but nerds are rock stars.
Bones, if you show... No one's going to know that you really need your glasses. We all know that you use your glasses because you need them. But if you show up to a Weezer concert...
In a Weezer shirt.
In a shirt and your glasses.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, they're going to think I'm doing a Rivers Cuomo impression?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
like,
that's my real life.
But Rivers Cuomo probably doesn't wear a Weezer shirt.
But I wear Weezer shirts without going to concerts.
Right.
And wear these glasses.
No, we know that. Oh, my But
gosh.
They don't.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are overthinking it. I love this song.
Yeah, right? It's going to be such a good show.
What's your favorite Weezer song?
Probably Buddy Holly. Yeah. Listen, classic. I love Buddy Holly, and I love Weezer, and Weezer did a song about Buddy Holly.
Too much.
And the glasses. Oh. It's like... Because I do look just like Buddy Holly. Anyway, you guys are haters.
Bobby Bones.
I have a list of the defining movie quotes for every year in the 2000s. So... Every year gets one movie, the biggest movie of the year, and I'll give you a quote from it.
Okay.
And all you have to do is get it. So let's go. Amy, you're up first. From the year 2000. Wilson!
Wilson with Tom Hanks. That's what I say, right?
That's your guess?
You need the name of the movie.
Oh, Castaway.
Oh, wow. I thought she was going to miss that.
Yeah, I know. I thought she was going to call it Wilson.
Yeah, I did too. I thought she was going to call it Tom Hanks.
Lunchbox,
yeah.
Name the movie from 2001. We'll go 1 year up.
Yeah, I like that.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't go shoot their husbands. They just don't.
Whoa.
Ooh. They don't go shoot their husband. Ooh.
You heard me kind of read it in that style, too. I tried to give you a little... Yeah.
Old School.
No. Legally Blonde.
Such a hit.
I fell asleep in that movie.
Eddie.
Saw in the theater.
Yeah, I'm just going 1 year at a time.
Okay, what year is mine?
2002.
Oh, great year.
My Precious.
Oh, that's The Hobbit.
What?
Lord of the Rings.
The Hobbit.
No, it's a prequel that came out later.
That's not what it's called?
It is not.
Stupid.
Amy from 2003.
Uh-huh.
Just Keep Swimming.
Just Keep Swimming? Mm-hmm. I don't even... Old School.
Finding Nemo.
Oh,
I'm so dumb.
Yeah, man.
Lunchbox from 2004.
Oh, yeah. My year.
So Fetch.
That is so Mean Girls.
Oh!
Good
dude,
one.
You're killing it.
Eddie from 2005.
Come on.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah!
Never seen that movie.
All tied at one.
All yeah. Right.
We got one more round. 2006, Amy.
This is Sparta!
Ooh.
This is Sparta? Oh, my gosh. Gladiators?
300.
Oh, it's
it
so
really
cold.
Good. Oh, you missed it. Sorry. Lunchbox.
Movie?
Yep.
Ooh, yours is easy.
Oh, yeah? What year?
Yeah. It's 1 year up, 2007.
I love that year.
I Am McLovin.
Oh, that is
I Am McLovin.
Superbad.
There it is.
Yeah.
Eddie, to tie.
Okay.
Why So Serious?
What?
From 2008.
Why So Serious?
Why So Serious?
I mean, that sounds like the same one I got last Lord of the Rings.
No, The Dark Knight.
Oh!
Oh, that sounded just like him.
Ledger,
that
man.
Joker? Yeah.
That is. All he does is win. All he does is have babies and name them.
All
he
do is win.
Yeah, give it up for our man over there. He said he's a movie guy. That dude did it right there.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Hey, Courtney's on in Arizona. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yay, yeah. I just wanted to call. So this whole thing started. I used to take my three-year-old to preschool, and he heard a little boy on your show, and so he wanted to call his Bobby Bone show. So we would call and call, and I don't take him to school anymore, and I just kind of kept calling every morning, and I got through. So James, my three-year-old, shout out. He will, you know, die when he hears this, when I play it for him on the podcast, but this is awesome. I just want to say I listen to you guys every day, and Bobby, I just hope you keep doing what you're doing. You said you built this from the ground up, and it affects a lot of people in really positive ways, and so I hope that you know that and that you remember that in whatever you choose to go do. And Amy, I just want to shout out you because you have completely inspired me and my husband, and I rock my Four Things tote to work every day, and really inspired by your faith, and it's inspiring our faith and to get us out there and to start helping more people. And I just want to say I appreciate all of you.
I listened to this.
So thank you.
Wow. Okay. Nice. I listen. You know, I got some decisions to make about what's happening here. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I just don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. It happens to everyone, the best of us. But, you know, you've been doing things right so far.
Would you still like me if I left the show? Would you be like, I'm still in it with Bobby. That's cool. I'll follow you on Instagram still.
Oh, absolutely. Bobby, I think you as a person, your show doesn't define you. You define your show.
Man, I love this caller.
You know, your
people
define your show.
Is this a plant?
Amy,
sometimes I'll read on the internet how radio shows will hire plant callers to call in.
Yeah.
Do bits. Yeah, we don't do that.
Never.
No, never. But this caller is so good.
She's great advice, too.
Maybe I should just start paying her from now on.
Yeah, she's positive.
No. Yeah, look at you, Courtney. Hey, Courtney,
honestly, I'm just living through you guys, I swear. I went through a hard time, and your morning show. I'm not from Arizona. I live here. My family and I moved here, and we didn't have any friends. And honestly, like, your morning show got us through just not knowing anybody. It was just crazy. And, you know, and we just kind of felt lost. And Amy, just, you always talk about your faith and your kids. And I mean, I've been praying for your family, and I'm fangirling right now. I don't know if you
Yeah, you're all right. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you would like one, I will send you a copy of my new book, and I'll write a note in there for you like that.
That would be amazing. I already have a copy. I've bought both of them, but I'll take a third. I will never say no.
Well, I'll sign it if you care. Yes. I mean, listen, I don't have to if you already have it.
No, Bobby, I care.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to put her on. Will you grab her? I'm going to put her on hold to Courtney in Arizona. Hey, look at that. That's a good call, huh? How about that? I feel good. I can take on the world now.
Yeah.
She's great.
You're gonna make it after all.
I liked her line of, like, you don't define the show. Wait, what?
No.
The show, the show doesn't define you. You define the show. That was good.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah, I'll get her a book. By the way, I have a book out. It's called Fail Until You Don't. Doing rather well, oddly.
So still, are we tracking it? How can we... Someone's still tracking how it does?
They track all the things all the time. It was the number one bestseller in the hardest area to be considered in, which is the self-help advice.
That's cool.
I know. It is cool. Something bad's got to happen to me soon, though, right? That's how this works, right?
No.
Like a numbers thing? Listen, I'm going to tell you. I was so anxious, had no confidence going into that book tour because I had spent 6 months writing this book. And then I have to go promote it, much like the first book. But I had a friend, our photographer friend, Zach Massey, reached out because I gave him an early copy and sent me this really, and I knew he wouldn't lie to me. And he's like, hey, here's what I think about this book, and here's what I often read. And I was like, man, they gave me so much confidence. Like a random message from, you guys are the first level of friends.
Yeah.
From a secondary friend, which is still close. So my point is just saying kind words to someone, honest, authentic kind words, really does mean a lot because that really pushed me into that book tour. Because I can't trust any of you guys. You're all going to say things. And you didn't read it.
I thought you just said we were first to.
You are, but.
But you can't trust us?
Yeah, true. You guys especially. Yeah.
On the book stuff.
Yeah. Because you guys didn't read it either. But I didn't expect you to. You know what I mean?
What?
No one's saying anything.
Yeah, it's like,
I read the first one. I'm still working on the second one. Yeah.
You know me. You hear the book the whole time. You hear the book. You don't need to read it.
Yeah, but I don't want to fail until I don't.
There we go. Bobby Bones. A teenager regularly ate bags of snacks mostly hot Cheetos and Takis. I don't know what Takis
are. Oh, Takis are delicious.
Oh, wait for the story then. She had stomach pains from eating so much of them. They had to pull her gallbladder out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because she ate so much hot Cheetos and Takis.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Takis, another hot, like Dorito-type chip, but yes. Hot. Like a corn chip. And my daughter's obsessed with them, too.
They come in a purple bag, and they are so good.
This girl would eat basically a big bag a day.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And while spicy snacks aren't tied to gallbladder problems, doctors have blamed the controversial junk foods for stomach issues. After downing the spicy chips, a 17-year-old girl felt sick to her stomach. She goes to the hospital. They're like, gallbladder time. Get it out, boys. Stat. Clear. I don't know about all that.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, so medical professionals, they're like, hey, man, you eat these high-fat snacks, and the Cheetos and the Takis, they're the big ones right now that everybody's eating because Amy's daughter loves them.
Yeah. Then she learned about them at school, and she tries to get me to buy them and keep them at home. I'm like, ooh, probably not.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot.
Anything, though, you hear people drinking a bunch of Red Bull, and all of a sudden their innards explode.
Yeah. Anything in large amounts is what you're saying?
Even healthy things.
Really?
First of all, mostly unhealthy things.
Sure.
Like, I don't think I'm going to OD on cauliflower. I'll be honest with you.
A bunch of cauliflower?
I don't know.
It's going to take a whole lot more. You drink 7 Red Bulls, watch what happens. Ooh. You eat 7 heads of cauliflower, take a nap.
You're good.
Yeah.
I did read some crazy story of a woman having too many Brussels sprouts, though. I can't remember what happened to her, but
what?
Wasn't good.
I think that's a thing. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm not into the Takis or the hot Cheetos culture. I just know I saw a chip and a gallbladder. I used to eat Funyuns a lot.
Oh, those are good.
I would drink a 3-liter Mountain Dew and a bag of Funyuns every day in college.
Can't believe you're still here.
And my healthy food was a bologna sandwich, white bread and bologna.
Oh, that was healthy to you?
It was cheap because I can afford anything but that.
Yeah.
And then two, it was clean. Tons of mustard.
Oh, good.
One piece of bologna, tons of mustard and white bread. And that was a healthy lunch to me. Man. And maybe a small bag of Doritos, because I don't have too many Doritos. I was eating healthy.
Yeah, a little bag is good
for
you.
Yeah, just a little bag, right?
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, what's happening, everybody? Amy's got the news over there with her pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
You know, type A, type B, you know, how many types of people do you think there are?
Two. Type A is the leader and type B is the follower.
Okay, yeah. Well, and you're type A.
Yeah, hard.
For sure. Hardcore. Well, now they've come up with a type D, which is a person that is distressed. Individuals with this label are likely to be anxious, lonely, and even traumatized.
Type D.
So you can be type D.
So Bones is AD.
A little bit of A.
Yeah, a little bit of A, a little bit of D.
Eddie, stop.
No, are you not?
Okay,
I think we all have a little anxiety and loneliness and trauma at
I'm like
different levels.
Type A. D!
Yeah, major D.
Yeah, so now, how about if people label you as that? Because I think we've all accepted.
Big D, yeah.
Like if we're type A, type B, whatever. But absolutely. Now if someone's like, ooh, they're type D.
Bobby, that's Big D. All right, what else?
Okay.
Oh, dear. Okay, so some number crunchers at the Census Bureau have discovered that men lie about their salary, reporting higher earnings when their wife earns more than they do. So they compared what they fill out on surveys to what they file in their tax report, the IRS, and they definitely claim to make more when they really don't.
Men feel like they have to provide.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
No, I said feel. Okay,
so if your wife made more than you, which she might, we don't know.
No, she doesn't.
But if she did.
If she did.
You would lie about it, right?
She'd get a different job.
Okay.
But yes, I'd definitely lie about it.
Okay, so he could be lying right now. We don't know. Okay, so here are things that guys should own by 25. And I mean, we're all older than that, but some like Bobby Single, Ray, like Mike D, I don't know if things that you actually own. But do you have an actual bed frame?
Let's all just answer out loud. Yes?
No.
Ray doesn't. No. Raymundo does not.
Cookware?
Yes.
Not my own.
No.
A savings account?
Yes.
A well-tailored suit.
Very small.
Raymond, how old are you?
32.
Okay.
A well-tailored suit.
Yeah.
It's a suit, not well-tailored.
Skincare products.
Yeah, but I don't really use them, but I have them. Do you have them?
Yes.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I would go no then. I'd lean toward no.
You don't have a skincare mm-hmm. routine at 38?
No skincare routine at all.
Your skin looks so good for having no routine.
I've never been in the sun or had friends or people don't like me.
Oh,
so
boy.
I don't fix my hair. I don't put stuff on my face. I
thought for sure by now you had some regimen.
Nothing.
Like
I don't. Nope. Nothing.
Wow. Nice job. Good jeans are good docs.
Well, no docs yet. Yeah. What else?
Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
And an everyday cologne.
No, I don't wear cologne. I've never worn cologne. Like eighth grade once. Brute.
What was that? Cool water? Oh, Brute.
Cool water was so cool.
Brute. It was at Walmart. That's when I got at Walmart. I don't wear cologne. Regular cologne?
Yeah, I wear cologne all the time.
CK1.
Spice Bomb.
Oh, that's what my husband wears. So good. Okay. Amy, that's my pile.
There you go. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, thank you all. I'm going to go speak at this convention. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go talk about the world of podcasting.
That's awesome.
Yippee dippy. And then I'm going to tomorrow. I mean, then we go tomorrow. We go play Cheyenne. If you're in Denver or Cheyenne or in the area, we're playing Cheyenne Frontier.
Ow!
Yeah, Raging Idiots, our band. Amy, what's happening today?
I'm hanging out with the kids.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Lunchy?
Hospital, and that's about it.
Eduardo?
I don't know, I was thinking about going playing some golf.
Oh my goodness. That was the guy. Yeah. Hey, this guy.
It's a nice day outside. Yeah. Why not?
Living the
slap
life.
Slap the white pebble around.
There you go. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow, the dance party. Kenny Chesney's in tomorrow. By the way, Kenny Chesney. That'll be good. So we'll see you tomorrow. Friday morning conversation and the dance parties. And goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Yeah.